Menominee tribal member Andrea Thundercloud has tried to kill herself more times than she can count, starting when she was only 12. Now 40, her wrists are crisscrossed with scars from past attempts with razor blades. She's tried almost every known antidepressant and has even used crack cocaine to control her suicidal urges.
Made me feel on top of the world. I just wish that they had something out there that could make me feel that way instead of trying to experiment all these different kind of medications on me and making me sick or making me more tired and more sad.
Andrea wants safer, legal, and more traditional remedies. While once serving time for drug possession, she and other inmates had an Indian sweat lodge ceremony. That's where water is poured on hot stones to create intense heat within a shelter, and people pray or meditate.
I felt good. I loved it. Felt like I was getting rid of all the evils and all the dirt inside of me. I was getting back in touch with my background, being Indian again.
Modern psychiatric services are available too. But Mark Fuller, a clinical social worker with the Menominee Nation, says they're limited.
Our psychiatrist is here once a month. But I know Menominee County is doing things like telemedicine, trying to connect people up through broadband and internet to increase psychiatric care.
A coalition of tribal and county health officials, school counselors, and clergy run a crisis response program. It helps people affected by tragedy and works to keep one suicide from triggering others, which happened on the reservation 15 years ago. And the College of Menominee Nation aims to train half its staff and faculty on warning signs. Another program called Native Aspirations tries to curb suicide among youth through cultural practices. Darwin Dick runs the federally funded program. He says many participants respond to drumming and singing.
It's in our blood. It's who we are. No words can describe it. It's just healing in itself. Music is healing.
Keeping step with tradition has helped Lawrence Richmond. Recently in Milwaukee, the Menominee elder and Korean War veteran took in a healing ceremony. He finds the drum beats mesmerizing.
The Holy Spirit lives within the drum. There's times when I've been dancing that my feet don't touch the ground. I'm floating. And it's very therapeutic.
Richmond still has nightmares about the war. He says his spirituality has also kept him alive.
Things I worried about when I was had suicidal thoughts, I'll go to hell. Menominee beliefs that Christianity run a parallel. When you're punished, you're not allowed in the happy hunting grounds. You're cast in the raging torrent water. You have to live with the evil water spirits. It's like hell.
And for those who've lost someone to suicide, time is a healer. Menominee tribal member Tinker Webster says after 15 years, she's finally at terms with her son Skylar's death.
I'm healed now in a lot of ways that I forgave him, because the only way I could survive before is to be angry at him for doing what he did, because he took away so much.
Tinker says she's now ready to have a permanent headstone placed on Skylar's gravesite. In her mind, he's now the man he would have been had he not pulled the trigger.
He would be 30 years old this September. When I dream about him, I can see him every age that he would have been every 4 or 5 years, the changes in him. That's the power of a mother, and I think he's happy. I can feel that he's crossed over. I believe in that.
Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.